In this story, we once again see how the Bible compares the highest and lowest members of society. And once again, we see how it's the lowest member that behaves like the neighbor. After all, it says in the story that the priest goes down the road. It also says luckily, as if the man is hopeful. But the priest just leaves him, and not in an ignoring or not seeing kind of way, but in an active, deliberate, refusing to help kind of way. Then comes the Levite, who also ignores the man. But the Samaritan, also known as the lowest person in society, labeled as such by the rich officials, helps the man. In fact, the scripture says his heart went out of him. He takes the man to the nearest inn, and he tells the innkeeper to take care of the man and to charge it on his bill. What strikes me about the last part is that he was a Samaritan, paying the man's medical bills, which I think we all know are very expensive. Now, I interpret this as him being willing to give his life savings to helping the man. Now, I feel the Bible does have the message, but these stories were written a long time ago. So a lot of the Bible that may have been legitimate back then is now more metaphorical, but this story in particular. Back then, it would have sounded like a thing that could have happened. But in our modern world, with hospitals, ambulances, highways, phones, etc., the Samaritan would not have needed to pay the expenses. Insurance would have done it. The Samaritan could have used his phone to call an ambulance, overall making the Samaritan's task smaller. But then again, the entire thing is a parable, so I guess it's just a metaphor. But of course, the metaphor has a meaning, so I should get to that. The point of the story is that if you find someone on the side of the road lying there, call 911, or for anyone leaving during the time of Jesus, take someone to an inn and spend your life savings on their health. Granted, I suppose since the message is kind of to be a good neighbor, calling 911 would be being a good neighbor. These are my thoughts on the scripture, and I hope they're helpful to you.
A time when I was truly noticed was when the school counselor, Mr. Ricks, took the time to talk to me when I was stressed out at school. I was overwhelmed with doing both my schoolwork and the activities outside of school. In this experience, it felt good to be noticed because not a lot of people see what I am on the inside, and Mr. Ricks understood how I felt. Another time I have been truly noticed is by my family, when I am a good cousin to my 18-month-old cousin, Sean. My family often says that he looks up to me and I am a good role model for him. He's always excited to see me and spend time with me. It feels good to be noticed by Sean with smiles and hugs. I feel good when my family notices Sean and our special bond. Although it feels good when people notice me, sometimes it feels a bit weird. When people don't really know or love me, notice me, I prefer not to be noticed by people that I don't know. But people that I do know, it's fine if they can notice me. If I was hurt, I would want someone to help me. I would like it if there was someone I would know. In this story Jesus told, God is in the Good Samaritan, because God led the Good Samaritan to the right path. The right thing to do was to notice the hurt man and help him. God is working in my life to help me make the right choices, choices that are kind, safe, and responsible. God wants me to notice people and include all people, even those that are different than me and my friends. Our church can be a good Samaritan by helping people that could use a helping hand, like serving food at first and making sure that our church is open to everyone, including those that are different.
A couple of weeks ago, I played goalie for my soccer team at a tournament. I got injured, and then two of my soccer teammates asked me if I was okay and if I could continue to play. That night, some of my soccer teammates checked in on me. That made me feel good because I realized they cared about me as a person. I don't know how it would have felt if nobody noticed that I got hurt, or worse yet, if they didn't care. I think that must have how the hurt man must have felt in this parable. I see God in this parable with the man that helped out, even though he was from a different country. Like when I got hurt, it must have made him feel better to know someone cared about him. And in this story, would get him the help he needed. I tried to be nice to others and be kind. I think this is what God would want me to do. It is also the thing I want to do. I think our church is like the Good Samaritan because we like to help others. When we see someone that is hurting, we want to make them feel better. I felt like I was helping people that needed it when Pastor Betsy had us help at the free market this summer. That was fun to be able to help people have the food they needed for their family.